little bit of sleep at the end, again, shake, go back to bed. And the boy will say, what about my money? You see these fellows sitting down here? They all are here to ask for money. And I'm penniless, so that's it. The boy starts to cry and say, what kind of people are you? This is not mine. My master will kill me after a shorter wait. Somebody will come and will bring a gift for Shaykh in a big plate. When they open the cover, in one corner there is that 50-cent coin, and in other coin, there is enough money to pay to all of those people. A romantic, happy ending. Then, Rumi will say something that you cannot forget. He will say, first of all, remember that gift from invisible place is waiting for that boy to cry. Without the crying of that boy, nothing will come to you. And that boy is your heart. Your heart, when he does something, what does he do? The heart. Normally your heart is quite silent, because condemned to that silence by the chattering intelligence. The intelligence is always doing this, so your heart is quiet or talking nonsense, because heart doesn't care about your position, your show off, your belongings and your attention. Love is that other stuff, that illogical stuff. And when it cries, it connects to the source. Because when your heart cries, who will notice? Did you pay attention to anything we said? Do you remember who is sitting in the heart? Oh, you don't. No wonder, because I remember in our story right at the beginning, when the Satan of knowledge wanted to go in, they said, there is no place for intelligence and knowledge. Knowledge and intelligence cannot go in the heart. God said, that's my own place. Heart is the place for justice, for truth, not for trickeries of wisdom. So, your brain, your intelligence cannot go in. That's the place of God. Means it's connected. So the cry of that boy is the thing that we are going to talk about from this point, right? Now, listen to the story. Yes.
How by divine inspiration, Sheikh Ahmad, son of Kisruya, may God sanctify his revered spirit, brought Hawa for his creditors.
That name of the Sheikh is there because he referred to one real Sheikh, as this story really had happened. Those are part of stories like that. The Sheikh is Sheikh Ahmad Khosruye. He was a very famous RF, so he brings in a very special name. So what's up? Yes.
There was a sheikh who was continually in debt because of the generosity which that illustrious one had. He used to make myriads of debts from the great and spend upon the poor of the world. He had also a monastery by debt. He had devoted life and wealth and monastery. God was paying his debts from every quarter. God made a flower out of sand for the friend's sake. The prophet said that two angels are praying here in the markets.
Excuse me, this boy has a question. is that you were talking about a sheikh and his attitude and stuff like that. Suddenly Prophet said, what does that mean? Who's the Prophet? What is the Prophet doing here? You tell me.
It's the whole line, it's the... There's only one Prophet. It's the, it's the word.
You cannot say, but you know what I mean. Yes, the Prophet said means this is the truth. In general, believer will say the Prophet said means this is the saying of God. Because this Prophet got it from Gabriel, comes from God, means this is, not example.
Idiom.
This is one term, special.
Idiom.
Yeah, it's an idiom. Mm. Prophet said.
Yes. Right.
Means when I want to say something, I'll say, God said this. Prophet said that. Prophet said that means this is a part of belief. What is it? Prophet said that there are two angels, two adjectives of God, walking in the bazaar, yes?
O God, do thou give the prodigal a boon in return, and O God, do thou give the miserly a bane. Especially the prodigal, who has freely spent his soul and made his throat a sacrifice to the Creator. He offers his throat like Ishmael. The knife cannot do anything to his throat. On this account, then, the martyrs are living in joy. Do not, infidel-like, look at the body. Since God hath given them in return the spirit of everlastingness, a spirit safe from grief and pain and misery.
Okay, finished. He will go back to the sheikh now. So, he brought him something here, like a parenthesis. He said, Prophet said, there are two angels in the market praying to God. Imagine this, a very strange moment, because the angels should go and report normally. But here we hear that there is the prayer of angels here. And there is not one angel. There are two angels. These two angels are asking God for what? For something that we talked before. Retribution. What is retribution? You remember retribution was a part of God. What is it? To have a consequence, payback for an action, something like that. He will divide the actions in two categories. One category is giving, the other one is to be a Scrooge, keeping. Does it make sense to you, young lady? Not really, you were not thinking. Concentrate here. There are two different attitudes. Attitude of giving and attitude of keeping. Is it clear? The attitude of keeping is for animal, is logic, is correct, is wise. There is a good stuff, you have it, keep it. Giving is illogical, but it's the attitude of a lover. And right at the beginning, we talked about it. We said, you want the source of happiness? It's love. Get closer to love. Clean the path of love. The attitude of giving, not keeping. They go and say, oh God, please do this. And to that, especially The one who is giving what? The attitude of giver for us is quite simple. What is the best thing to give? Your life, because that's what you are in love with. The logic values my life, number one, right? The first priority of my intelligence is my life. Especially the one who is giving his life. How? He will sacrifice his truth. Are you listening? Do you remember what the truth is? Truth is a couple of different things. Truth is something that I talked about at the beginning of book 3. Remember? I said beginning of book 2, he talked about the milk, blood and milk and sucking. Book 3, he will start about eating. And he said you have to feed yourself. For that feeding, you need a special truth. Because that's what Halda is. Then Halda is the place that I'm talking. The truth is all that to ruin. So he will say, especially the one who will sacrifice this. Like Ishmael. Or Isaac, if you're Jewish. Who will sacrifice. And by sacrifice, you understand that Ishmael will not die. No? Because this is what it is. In that moment that you become illogical, giver to sacrifice your truth, everything is upside down, even the knife, which is, what is the knife? Judgment, sharpness of judgment, dividing to bad and good. It's that separation, isn't it? Even that. That's why we say the martyrs are happy. And when we say martyrs, do not look at the martyrdom as a form. I mean, not physically somebody dying. When we're talking about the martyrs, because the one who dies actually is giving up what? Honestly, nothing, a simple life. Everyone who is giving up life is giving up life. It's like a cockroach. All the animals will do it for their babies. So what? That's easy. And you will be freed in an instant. That's short way out. We mean giving up your ego and living with it happily. That's what we are talking about. So you live with it, you will not die. Why? This is that trick that we talk about the eternity and the existence of John in eternity and stuff like that. Because there is a part of you which is not your animal part and can be here forever. Is there any of you? Do you have the feeling that one part of you could remain here forever? That's the part of you in we. The role you play in humanity, that's you. And that remains here. So eternity is like that. Then, let's go back to Sheikh. This was the easy part, don't we?
The debtor Sheikh acted in this fashion for years, taking and giving like a steward. He was sowing seeds till the day of death, that on the day of death he might be a glorious prince. When the Sheikh's life reached its end, and he saw in his existence the signs of death, the creditors were seated together around him. The Sheikh was gently melting on himself like a candle. The creditors had become despairing and sour-faced.